Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. It is the 22nd day of March 2011. Your calls coming up in the next segments. We'll also get into the latest developments in Fukushima, the ongoing cover-up and intensifying radiation levels. Nuclear plant contaminates sea after damage to fuel rods. Tiny amount of radioactive particles reach Iceland. So it's now gone all the way over North America. And Reuters is reporting it's reached Iceland. Fukushima radiation levels cover up. We have a report on that. U.S. military considers mandatory evacuations in Japan. That is all coming up. CNN reporting. So if they're evacuating even further and talking about forced evacuations, you better believe that we've got some serious meltdowns here. They admit partial meltdowns, but we pray not full Chernobyl situation. Webster, we got about 3.5 minutes left. Webster Tarpley finishing up. I guess we need to get the word out that Al-Qaeda is publicly working with the Western powers to overthrow Gaddafi. That's very bold of them, but from what you're saying and what the media is reporting, this coalition's falling apart. Things aren't starting to go too well.
It's a very, very cynical policy of power politics. It has nothing to do with democracy or human rights or anything of this sort. What the finding is, again, from West Point, the document is called Al-Qaeda's Foreign Fighters, published at the Combating Terrorism Center of the Department of Social Sciences, U.S. Military Academy, West Point, New York, December 2007. It's all in there. There's also an article in the Asia Tribune. It's not another publication with a similar name. The Asia Tribune by Daya Gamage that gives a very useful summary. And again, the finding is that Libya gave more terrorists and suicide bombers to Al-Qaeda for Iraq attacks than any other country in proportion to population, 20 per million. That's more than twice as much as the Saudi Arabian contribution. And this contribution was not spread equally over Libya, but it was overwhelmingly concentrated in northeast Libya, the area of Benghazi, Tobruk, and Darna. And that's exactly the area which is the hotbed of the rebellion. This group had already rebelled in 1995. You remember the David Shaler affair, when Shaler said he was sitting at MI5. He noticed that MI6, the British equivalent of the CIA, had hired Al-Qaeda to try to kill Gaddafi. Well, that failed, although it did kill some people. But in coordination with that, there was an insurrection in about 1995-96 of these same terrorist characters in northeast Libya, which was then crushed by Gaddafi. So that's the origin of the bad blood.
So we've already had the Al-Qaeda boys trying to overthrow Gaddafi before. But how dare you talk bad about Al-Qaeda, Webster? These are loving, good people.
I'm afraid that mythology now falls to the ground, and we see that this is simply a group of armed thugs, if I dare say it.
They're really mercenaries.
They're mercenaries, but some of them, of course, are fanatics or psychotics. They generally fit the profile of armed patsies. They think they're doing one thing, they're actually doing something else. Although, the problem with this is you get into this Frankenstein effect. If you create this, suppose they do seize control of Cyrenaica, northeast Libya. Suppose they seize control of the oil revenues and they are armed by the CIA through Egypt.
Now they can destabilize Tunisia to the west, Egypt to the east. They can project power into the Med.
Into the Mediterranean and the Italian island of Lampedusa. Sicily is not far away. Italy is not far away. Neither is Spain, France, Greece, Cyprus, all sorts of European coasts. So this is a piece of insanity. And it's time.
But it's not. The globalists want destabilization, kamikaze states,
right,
as you warned during the election three years ago.
But those of us who want to defend civilization have to condemn this as a piece of strategic lunacy, because it sets you up for a new round of mayhem if these characters succeed. And I think it portrays the role of Gaddafi, I think, in a much different light when you see that he's...
And that's why the globalists... That's why the globalists are so desperate to make sure they defeat Gaddafi to keep the dominoes falling. Webster, Tarpley.net, our sites, InfoWars.com. Thank you, Doctor.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityTy Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a big news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be looking in-depth at the ongoing intensified cover-up in Fukushima. Radiation now being picked up. It's gone over the entire United States to governments that are not covering it up. Reuters reporting tiny amounts of radioactive particles reach Iceland. It's tiny, just like DU's not bad for the troops, and TSA scanners aren't bad for you, though now they admit they are. Syrian protests spread, authorities pull back. Same al-Qaeda groups they're using to overthrow Gaddafi are attempting to. In action there, CNBC, Libyan attacks spark oil price surge, Financial Times of London, UN condemns deadly shelling of civilians by Gaddafi, but always praises Western bombing of civilians. Russia urges immediate Libyan ceasefire by both sides. That is just some of what is coming up on that front today. And if you're a new listener and didn't know that al-Qaeda was Western created and run, we just went through a whole bunch of mainstream news articles and West Point basically reporting on that for you. If you're not aware of history, I suggest you do a crash course in it immediately. I would start with Fox News exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11 from October of last year. And I'd also take it to the Times of London and Newsweek. Let's put it on screen for folks. Airlift of evil. 8,000 Taliban al-Qaeda cream captured by U.S. ground forces, handed over to the CIA, paid in gold, and flown out to safety in Pakistan to start the destabilization there. It's very simple. They use them to go stir things up so the West then has an excuse to invade. We're going to take your phone calls right now on any issue you wish to discuss. Big Daddy in Japan, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, where do you join us from in Japan?
Okay, I'm in the suburbs of Tokyo. I survived the quakes, and I'm physically fine. My mental state is another story. Now, I forgot to mention, I'm a Prison Planet member, Info Warrior, and a Money Bomb contributor, and a little nervous, obviously.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without you. What's on your mind?
That's right, brother. Okay, now, I need a few minutes to speak and possibly change some lives. That's all I ask of you. Can you give me that, brother?
If you get started, please.
Okay, here we go, sir. When I woke up and saw that they launched a new war in Libya a few days ago, my mind exploded with the power of a thousand suns, and I said, they did this now? Now, when we're in the middle of the biggest, most threatening disaster to mankind in history? And I realized the globalists had shown their face. In the game of poker, it's called a tell. Everyone I know here said the same thing verbatim. What? They started a new war now? Alex, we in Japan are the canaries in the mineshaft. We know we're not being told the whole truth about radiation exposure. The face of death has smiled at me. And the only thing I can do is smile back. I'm not afraid of dying. I've had a good life, but it makes me very sad to see the children who will be robbed of a full life. Remember, people, what we've got here is coming to a town or city near you. Get acquainted with the term microsieverts. It could be your best friend. The situation in Japan is extremely precarious. We're praying for a resolution to the nuclear crisis. But the bottom line is we don't know what the truth is. Now, the world is on the edge of a dark abyss. Here is the solution. The time is now. The time is now for people around the world, starting in the U.S., to put down their remote controls, unplug their TVs, and put their mind control devices in storage. Now is the time to take to the streets and millions in the millions in peaceful, Gandhi-esque, nonviolent mass protests against the wars. Now is the time for everybody to shout, no, no more wars. It has to stop now. The elites have the technology, but we've got the numbers.
Absolutely. Big Daddy, I appreciate your call. Thank you. And if you're irritated by being cut off, no other talk radio show that's big would have somebody talk for 2 minutes. You watch Fox News, CNN, there's constant banter back and forth. The callers on regular shows get about 45 seconds. If I don't get callers 20 minutes, they get mad. But, yes, very good points. They are having the children in and around Fukushima still in school. Oh, there's 26 times the radiation in the food and water. That's been reported as of 2 days ago. Obama also announced new gun control, draconian legislation during the Japan crisis, just 3 days into it, while diverting us with NCAA March Madness distractions and talking about the American people being in a trance and giggling. They think it's very funny. And this war is a brazen criminal operation. There's no doubt about it. Will in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think you should give that Big Daddy guy a job. You know, he sounded pretty good to me. But let me say, Building 7, if anyone listening, just if you haven't done it, get the video, Building 7, and just show it to people. Show it to anyone you can do, because that's like the smoking gun, obviously.
Yeah,
and
we have the video of the police saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, and they blew it up on 9/11.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just want to remind everybody out there, if they haven't done it, to go do that. And I think you want to say that you handled the whole Jupiter-Saturn controversy with grace and dignity the other day, and I appreciate that.
Well, I don't think it was a controversy that I was talking about. Studies in the solar system now show that large meteors and comets hit planets more often than people had thought. And I said Saturn was hit by Shoemaker-Levy comet instead of Jupiter. That's what happens when you talk 3 hours a day. But, sir, do you, Will, have any comments about the Libya situation? Any comments about the ongoing cover-up of the ongoing meltdowns at Fukushima?
Well, I think you're saying it pretty well, man, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and there's a lot of BS going on. And
well, thank you, Will. I appreciate that. I'm going to move quickly now to the calls. Tim in Washington, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just had a question. When I read all the news, it kind of seems like Obama's disbanded government. He's not going to Congress to enact wars, and it seems like the United States is gone, and we're now just a part of the United Nations.
Well, that is, this is the first time that a United Nations resolution's come out, and Congress had nothing to say. There wasn't even a petty resolution, much less a declaration. And now we take orders directly from the UN. And we have the quotes, it's in one of the news articles I have today, where Obama during the campaign said the president doesn't have the power to unilaterally launch wars unless we're already under attack, and then the executive has that power. And clearly this is the country, another step for globalism, just like when Obama became the head of the UN Security Council for a term. That's in our film Fall of the Republic. That's why Kissinger and all other globalists were there just smiling when he became president and the head of the UN Security Council, which is totally unconstitutional. It violates Article 1, Section 9. Just absolutely incredible.
So is he a dictator now?
Well, here's the deal. Everybody over the years sends me emails. I see comments saying, Alex, where's the martial law? Well, when the Pentagon makes a deal to steal all the veterans' death benefits outside of law, that's martial law. When Michigan announces, let's put it on the screen, a Detroit Free Press, the headline, Michigan declares financial martial law. That means the regular law, the regular checks and balances, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution don't apply. When Obama has the EPA implement carbon taxes and restrictions on new power plants outside of law, that's a dictatorship of the bureaucracy. There's the Atlantic magazine, Michigan declares financial martial law. When they set up federally funded checkpoints with police taking blood without warrants, that's martial law. When they have TSA now at highway checkpoints, making you drive under high-powered radiation scanners that shoot through your car and you, that's martial law. When the TSA demands to stick their hands down your pants, that's hardcore martial law. When they have free speech zones and you've got to have a permit that they can deny to have a demonstration on a street corner, that's martial law. But they don't call it martial law in the executive orders and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and PDD 51. They say the president for any reason or the bureaucracy for any reason can suspend any law in Congress for 6 months. All of that continuing and expanding. When Obama says he's above the law and can order torture, as Bush did, that's tyranny. That's martial law. But they don't call it that. They call it security. They call it civil emergency. They call it protecting America. And so all these bozos are looking for martial law now with the internet kill switch going in, now with the announcements that they're going to have government take over and break-ins over radio and TV with announcements. 9,000 telescreens going in malls and shopping centers saying, watch your neighbors with Big Brother announcements. That's martial law. That's right out of 1984. It's here. We're going into it. And now they're announcing mergers of the big telecoms, that they're going to restrict what websites you can visit, and that they're going to de-rank content farms like DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. It's all slow, heating up the water, boiling us to death, with yuppies running around saying, I don't see tyranny, as the bankers devalue their currency with a dollar devaluation tax. Is that answering your question?
Well, in a sense it does, but I just think the American public are just like completely hooked on semantics. And so, as you just explained it, they just don't realize that they're under this this type of tyranny because it's not portrayed.
The government, since 96, listens to your cell phones without warrants and can dial in even when they're turned off. They admit public schools issue laptops and watch the kids at home and announce it themselves. I mean, are laptops watching you at home without warrants? That's beyond martial law.
Yeah, I put my phone in a box as soon as I get home. I don't trust it.
Well, that's a good move, my friend. I mean, they admit that they're just surveilling everything. Anything else, sir?
I have one quick question for you. Do you know what the saturation level is for populations greater than 500,000 due to Fukushima reactor admissions? And where could I get that information?
Ask that question again.
Do you know what the saturation level for populations over 500,000 due to the projected emissions of the Fukushima reactors?
Do you want to know what the saturation is?
Yeah, before we get sick and before we start showing signs of radiation sickness.
Dr. Bob Bowman actually sent me an email with all those numbers. It varies and it's debated. I'll try to answer that when we come back.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
As we've been trapped on the wine press, much too long, free bear, free bear. Babylon system is a vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
Here's the deal, Tim. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a physicist, but I've had them on to break down the different ranges that are seen as dangerous. It's too hard to break down. You've got scores of different radioactive isotopes, tritium, xeon, xenon, radioactive iodine. I mean, the list goes on, uranium, plutonium. But generally, uranium and plutonium are pretty heavy, so they tend to fall out of the atmosphere. But if a little bit of it gets on, say, a feather or some grass or a cobweb, something that can get airborne, then it can get picked up and brought across. But most of it's going in the ocean. And they are reporting in the news today that, and Bloomberg, that the ocean off of that sucker is what's really radioactive. It's built right on the ocean, and the winds are blowing out there. So you got to watch Pacific seafood now. Those currents go right up to Alaska and all of those big fisheries where we get the bottom-feeding crabs, the mollusk that we eat, you know, at restaurants, we buy at the supermarket. I mean, it's a butterfly effect. There's just no way to even calculate it. We just know overall it's not good. And Ann Coulter runs around saying it's nutritious for you. Even low levels of radiation, according to the government, that you eat the food year after year that's had it fall on the soil, you get the recurring low-level radioactivity. It bioaccumulates up to a higher level of radioactivity. But many doctors we've had on say, you know, you don't take potassium, iodine, until the radiation is 100 times what they say is safe levels. But then, again, I'm not going to give medical advice. It's a very, very, very complex issue, okay? But it's good to obviously have potassium iodide in your medicine cabinet. It's good to have gas masks. It's good to have storable food. It's good to have a bug out pack. It's good to have an evacuation plan for nuclear fallout disasters, plants blowing up, forest fires, earthquakes, riots. That's the big one with the economy imploding. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air.
I just want to tell you thank you for all the information. I'm trying to wake up everybody I can. I guess I was more appalled at Mr. Obama's speech, Barry Santero, of his speech that he had did, and he just mentioned so casually about the UN doing this, and I'm going, what the hell is going on with our country? When the hell did we give authority to the UN about controlling anything America does? America better... I'm sorry, Alex, I get to...
Let me just add something here, Mike. George W. Bush, I called for his impeachment. Jerome Corsi did. He's a mainline conservative. Ron Paul talked about it. When Bush signed secretly the North American Union SPP agreement at Baylor in 2005, no one even hardly talked about it. We've been going under this system. In 2007, he gave a press conference, it's in my film Endgame, with Merkel and Barroso of the EU, saying they were merging the North American Union with the EU with the North Atlantic Agreement. I mean, it was right there. So, yes, but this is the first time a president has become the sitting member of the Security Council for that round. A year and a half ago, that was treason. And now, well, the UN says so, we got to attack. The UN now becoming our boss. Other countries who voted in that now trumping our Congress, who didn't even have time to respond. And then the servile Congress, only a few Democrats are complaining. The servile Congress, the Republicans and Democrats, went along with it. Regardless of what you think of this new war, the UN's now our boss.
Crazy. It's ludicrous to think that the UN is our boss. I refuse to let the UN be in our boss. We are still Americans.
And well, this is the true birth. We are seeing the birth of true world government right now. Foreign IMF set our dollar value. G20 sets it. The wars are launched by the UN. Unelected bureaucrats in the North American SPP agreement, they set the agenda. I mean, he follows UN rules on carbon emissions. I mean, we're under world government right now.
It's here whether you want it or not. I cannot believe it's here, but you woke me up to it about a year ago, and just over the last couple of months, especially with, you can't tell me that the light radiation just from the leakage hit our coast, and we have documented it, and then...
That's right, the stuff from 8-9 days ago hits Friday, they say it increased, then all the really bad stuff from the explosions, we now hear nothing, but the Icelanders are saying we're getting radiation. Iceland, I mean, what is Iceland, 12,000 miles away from Japan? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tomato. Who the hell put this individual in charge of show in America?
Mike, I kind of missed it. Didn't quite understand the last part, but thank you so much. I understand you're angry. Charles, Steve, Denise, Alex in Japan. We'll go to you first.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Crank up this next one.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
A little bit of this roll.
But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm a living still.
But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide.
A place called Boulder.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado.
Think about what those Japanese are doing, those brave men in there. Now, 9-10 days into fighting. intensely against that situation that's unfolding. We're going to go back to Alex in Japan, Charles, Trey, Mike, James, and others. By the way, Alex Twittered us this morning at twitter.com/realalexjones, and we hit him back and said, try to get in, Alex, with another report from you from Japan. So we'll be talking to Alex here in a moment. Before I go any further, I want to remind listeners we have the online video bookstore. We also have the Patriot T-shirts. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that wear the InfoWars shirts, the wide variety we have, and how many people they meet on the street, some that become very good friends or girlfriends or boyfriends. Some folks wearing the shirts have met their future spouse. Great way to realize how many people are really awake out there is to wear a Ron Paul 2012 shirt or a You Are the Resistance, Be for Victory campaign, all available at InfoWars.com. By the way, I know I'm like 2 weeks late announcing the winner of the V for Victory, answer to 1984, 1776. We will announce the winners tomorrow. I have chosen the winners. We probably had, I don't want to exaggerate, 8-9 times the response we've ever had to another one. I mean, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In fact, Phil's estimating it's close to 1,000 videos sent in. Can you imagine? So, victims of our own success, everybody that entered the contest is a winner, but we'll announce the $7,000 first place, the $2,000 second place, the $1,000 third place. It was very hard, but I will announce that tomorrow. So, Phil, don't let me forget. We've posted the last 10 finalists, the top 10 finalists yesterday, but if you want to see those, but the top three winners will be posted tomorrow at InfoWars.com at about noon or thereabouts, and I will go through those winners here live on air tomorrow. We're going back to your calls here in just a moment. I wish I had the money to pay everybody that entered, but we'd be bankrupt. Just absolutely incredible job to everybody. And the amount of information that got out, the amount of activism, the incredible production quality, all of it, it just blew us away. But we got to be careful about doing these contests now, because before it took hundreds of hours man hours to watch all this. Now it became insane. I mean, just insane. Phil has been spending basically much of his day every day. I've been spending hours every day. And Phil's got graphics to do, and he produces on the show, just trying to go through all this. It's incredible. It is. And I've talked to so many people in Los Angeles, New York, you name it, and D.C., and TV stations and newspapers have picked up on it, who've seen the V for Victory campaign. It's just incredible. So keep it up, folks. And it's an example, if they do try to shut down the web and start curtailing information, of what we can do with flyers in activism alone. People going up on the sides of fluoride-filled containers at government facilities and spray-painting on the side of them that fluoride is rat poison. I mean, it's bold what I've seen, though we don't endorse things that are illegal, even though you're warning people about something that can kill them. How dare you? But I want to tell you about a few sponsors, then we're going right back to your calls. eFoodsDirect.com, just the letter E, foodsdirect.com. This is insurance you can eat, store safely for more than 10 years. Only the best ingredients, all right here in America, except for the bananas. This is the real deal. 30 years in the business. They're patriots. They have the highest quality. It's fresh. It's newly produced every week. And they've got free shipping, which is always one of the biggest costs. They only do this special once or twice a year. They're running free shipping right now, which is just an absolute giant discount at eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, eFoodsDirect.com. And finally, I want to tell you about EndOfAmericaTheNumber3.com. That's EndOfAmericaTheNumber3.com. Stansbury & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 1999 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They have more subscribers than the New York Times, by the way. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at EndOfAmericaTheNumber3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Again, check out endofamericathenumber3.com, endofamericathenumber3.com, or banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Free video. Go check it out. Hour-long video, a lot of key information. Well, Alex, thank you for getting through and responding to our Twitter request to you as a good source of info in Japan. I'm going to go through, after you leave us, some more of the big developments in Japan. But again, radiation being picked up as far away now as Iceland, according to Reuters. But our media is basically covering it up. The Japanese admit they haven't been able to stop the ongoing meltdowns. They're fearing a complete meltdown, the AP is predicting. The AP is reporting. What is your take on what's happening, Alex?
Well, like other callers have said before, they're not telling us everything. But not only that, but I'm reading right now on JapanToday.com that the industry minister, Danri Kaida, he reportedly forced firefighters to carry out water spraying missions at the power plant. So, you know, they're not telling us the truth, and they're sending their guys out there in the radiation, and they're forcing them. And if they don't go, they just punish them.
Which is not just slavery, it's actually murder. If someone doesn't want to go into a radiation bathed facility with 600,000 fuel rods laying around, with internal facilities melting down, I guess you could call them cowards because they signed up to be firefighters, but you certainly can't, and I'm not calling them cowards, but you certainly can't order them in. How about these plant officials and Ann Coulter and everybody that built these reactors on fault lines that tell us radiation's good for us? How about Ann Coulter get a shovel and go in there and scoop up all the deadly radioactive waste? How about she drinks some of it if it's so good? How about we see the government and all the pro-nuclear people, how about they, instead of ordering the firefighters and police in there to their deaths? No doubt it'll take time to kill them, but the head of the plant has admitted this stuff is deadly. We will kill many of those that have been in there. How about all the bureaucrats? How about they all go in there?
Yeah, exactly. And, the locals here, the people, the Japanese people, I mean, they seem all relaxed and like nothing's going on. But you look at all the foreigners, I mean, their home countries are telling them to evacuate. So, I mean, what's that all about? Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm Canadian, and the government's been telling us to go back home. But I look at all my Japanese friends here, and they're like, man, it's okay. The government says it's okay. So there's nothing to worry about.
There's almost, as you know, no stealing in Japan except by the criminal class against the general public. Very few muggings. Stoic, intelligent, brave people when they're ordered. But it's also has another name. It's called being servile when they follow orders unto death because of their history of worshiping their emperor that goes back to the shoguns and then the samurai. But what does it tell you to have the Pentagon announcing, CNN reports, U.S. military considers mandatory evacuations from Japan? Now, they're telling us the radiation's low, no big deal, but the military won't get near it. Now, what does that tell you?
Man, it's just scary. It's really one side says something and the other one says something else. Like, who do we believe? I'm really worried. I don't know if I should go back home or if I should stay in Tokyo. I spent a week back in the South, but I had to come back to work. But, I mean, what should I do? No one knows, really.
That called the Friday it happened and I told you to run to the South?
No.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's your decision, Alex, but God bless you. We appreciate your call from Japan. Anything else you want to add?
Thank you. Well, I had something, but I forgot, but I'll just call back again another day.
No. Take a minute. Think about what they were. What was it you wanted to point out about what's happening in Japan?
The people, I'm a teacher. I'm an English teacher, and I teach about 12 lessons a day, and nobody, none of my students are even worried about it. They talk about it, but they just mention the earthquakes. They don't mention, like, the radiation or anything. Like, they don't know anything. Like, people are just blinded by the media and, like, everything's so happy, and it's weird. It's really, there's a weird
Well, look
atmosphere.
At Obama. He's going around like it's no big deal. Hey, March Madness, traveling to South America. And, you know, it's just like, hey, all that matters is March Madness.
Yeah, what is that?
It's called people who've been trained to only care about issues of no significance, so they won't be involved in the game of life, so they won't be players in life, so they won't control their own destiny, so the globalists can just program them, and they'll sell their soul for style, for sports, for things that don't matter, and meanwhile the globalists are obsessed with how things really work and controlling things. Alex, good to hear from you. Charles in California, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. A few quick points, and I can hang up and listen to your response if you prefer. It would be great if you guys did a new story just on the updates of the Gulf cover-up, the ongoing illnesses, and the geological consequences. I think that would really parallel the cover-up that's going on in Japan right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was part of Ventura's TV show on that. Large areas of the bottom of the Gulf are dead. The oil was not dispersed from the surface. It was not cleaned up. It was sent to the bottom with a dispersant. That itself very toxic. Seafood is still testing positive with the toxins. They don't care. They just serve it up to everybody here in America. And it's another giant cover-up, just like they do with everything else.
Yeah, you don't hear anything on mainstream. People have sores. They're
you
dying.
Don't hear about, you don't hear about Haiti, where tens of thousands are still dying. You don't hear anything about the tsunami victims of 6 years ago. You don't hear that. That's the point. You don't hear about all the thousands of firefighters and police dying of lung cancers and sinus cancer from the deadly dust they said was safe to breathe, when we now know they premeditatedly lied and knew how deadly it was. They know people have short attention spans.
Exactly. I just wanted to connect that, you know, with the Japan cover-up. Second of all, wasn't there supposed to be a hearing this month on the Obama cert?
The Obama what?
Certificate. I heard there's supposed to be another hearing this month. The
yeah, they've been talking Congress about it. That's something important to check.
Okay. Also, it's important to remind people J.P. Morgan is profiting off the food stamps. And is it true that Goldman Sachs is the only provider that you can buy treasuries from, or is that false?
I believe that's false, but expanding on that, J.P. Morgan, almost all the food stamp systems nationwide for the states and the federal government, because it's all a federal program but distributed by the states, goes through a J.P. Morgan system, and they use foreign Indian operators. So, see, under globalism and under federal law, they're supposed to give it to American companies, but they don't. Great points, Charles. Let's go ahead and talk to Trey in Alabama. Trey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
Hey, brother. You've heard of, during all the radiation and everything, you've heard about Al-Tawa, the nuclear research facility, have you not, in Iraq?
Say that again?
It's Al-Tawa, the nuclear research facility. Have you heard about that in Iraq before?
Spell it.
Al-Tawa, T-U-W-A-I-T-H-A.
I know that there was a reactor bombed by the Israelis in the early 80s. I know there is a lot of DU that's been spread around there, but no, tell me about it.
That's correct. There's actually three reactors there. There's a French, a Russian, and a Turkish. The French was the one they talked about the most. It was called Al-Serac. Back in 2005, I actually was part of a security team that we had a scientist come in to that area. It was still guarded. It's still to this day guarded by the Israeli Iraqi defense force there. Walked around with this guy with a Geiger counter. Many times it was pinged out and everything like that, and we actually went to the top of the reactor, walked around. No protective stuff on. The guy said it was a safe area. And,
well, see, that's the mind control. They just tell you Chernobyl's safe. They tell you Three Mile Island's safe. They tell you that the Japan Fukushima is safe. And they tell, and I've seen the reports years ago about those bombed out reactors, which obviously, you know, threw up radiation, and they tell you it's safe. And so you're there with a Geiger counter pegged out, and the guy's going, hey, it's safe because they told me so.
Yeah, he. In fact, some of my guys are. One guy, he's got gout. He has bone density problems now. I have intestinal issues. You know, that'd be a good place to have Ann Coulter come up there and visit. I like to take her for a tour too. Maybe throw her in.
Well, yeah, you've already gotten enough. So you just stand outside and you let her go into the old reactor core, and then she can pour water down the side of the rods and then drink it, and then she says it she'll never have cancer. I mean, right. She says it's magic. It's like magic beans.
Right. And like I said, I mean, he even got to the part where he opened the door and this grayish, bluish powder comes out. I mean, it was finite, And, you know, he's like, oh, we need to get out of here. Well, I mean, I'm already covered waist deep, you know, from when he opened the door. And we're like,
why on earth was this moron giving you a tour? Because he'd been told it was safe?
I guess, you know, and the fact is, it's the same place where, you know, the Iraqi people during the actual invasion, they took the yellow cake barrels that had yellow cake, dumped it into the streams, and they used it for food food storage. And it spread out everywhere. I mean, and this thing is still emitting. The wind's blowing. What can you imagine what are, you know, my brothers and sisters over there right now are getting?
Well,
you know,
I mean, the Pentagon waved a magic wand in 1991 and said, DU's no longer a problem. Radiation's, I mean, before that, you weren't allowed to sit on a munitions can that had DU, Abrams Sabos, or what's the gun in the Bradley? What's the millimeter of that?
25 millimeter.
Yeah, so they have DU that. Now it's served out the 308s, 50 cals. Now they tell you, I mean, when you fire those, as you know, they ignite as they go out the barrel. You get a lethal dose. It'll take 20 years to kill you on average, but hey, just tell you it's safe, brother. The government cares about you. But when you do die, I hope you don't die, but people that were exposed do die, it's not going to be a problem, Trey, because they've taken your wife's death benefits you paid into. Of course, on that Bloomberg AP. That's patriotism, though. See, patriotism is robbing the troops, DUing them, and then not complaining, going, I'm an American, good, I like it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Everybody knows, do they?
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
But the the minute you realize that we've already been captured by fraud, that we're occupied by the offshore banks, then we can set about restoring the republic. But we've got to admit how bad things really are if we're ever going to change things. Knowing is half the battle. A couple of announcements here that I wanted to briefly engage in. And no matter where you live, you should push and get the same thing. Cities in Canada and the U.S. are removing fluoride right now. The EPA's had to admit it is increasing bone cancer, brain damage, and lowering IQs. The Austin City Council Health and Human Services is having a hearing on water fluoridation in about an hour and 5 minutes from now. Get down there, support them, speak. And they're having a huge hearing. And I hope that everybody will get down there to the city council. It's the City Hall, 301 West 2nd Street, Council Chambers, Room 1001, Austin, Texas. Get in there and say, you don't have a right to forcibly medicate us and put deadly sodium fluoride. Let the criminals in government know it's not a joke. The tide is turning against them. There's also a public hearing going on for the next 3 hours on HB 1937 to outlaw the TSA sticking their hands in your pants. That's going on. There's debate on the House floor going on, and they're also in the John H. Reagan Building, Room 120, meeting right now, fighting the TSA. That's going on in many other areas. If you want to get down there, that's going on for the next 3 hours. But that fluoride meeting starts in 2 hours. I get a lot of requests to plug local stuff. Thing is, we're a nationwide international show. I start plugging each city, each county. It would just be kind of an announcement show. But I want to commend the people that are standing up against this and fighting for the truth to get out. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I got a couple of points. One, I have a substance called zeolite. They used 500,000 tons of that in Chernobyl. They used it to decontaminate the reactors, the people, and the soil. If you guys want to look that up, I know you guys like to make sure everything's documented and whatnot.
Tell folks what that is, because I've read about that.
Zeolite is a natural occurring rock that will absorb toxins and heavy metals from your body or from the soil. Back when they had Chernobyl, they were feeding the cookies and biscuits to the kids with this on it. They gave it to the cows to get rid of the radiation in their milk. They put it in the ground to get the radiation out of their soil and their crops. It's quite an amazing thing. And you can buy it in small, they have like little medicine bottles and all that kind of good stuff that cost you a fortune. But you can also buy it by the ton. And, it's an amazing substance that detoxifies things.
All right,
according to the article,
it
reduces radiation as much as 95% in when they used it in the Chernobyl areas.
Okay, anything else?
Yes. With the radiation coming our way, rain, we all know that rain will take radiation out of the air. And I was watching your video report on Ben Livingston.
Yes.
And I was wondering how many planes he's actually got, and actually if he can put a storm front in between the West Coast and this coming radiation, or is the radiation
too high? He's a meteorologist. He's pretty old now. I don't even know if he still works there. I have to call him for a big weather modification company. But I appreciate your call, sir. Absolutely. We know they have weather modification. There's a lot they can do to try to block the stuff coming in out of Japan. There was an unusually strong storm in the last week between Japan and the United States that may have actually caused a lot of the fallout to precipitate into the Pacific Ocean, so that's some good news. It could also be seen as carrying it because the storm continued into the West Coast. That's why they've been dodging raindrops the last 4 or 5 days there in Los Angeles with unusually strong downpours. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break with more of your calls and Ray McGovern at 8 after.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.